بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله، we are now on lesson part 58, spiritual discourses, and we are discussing the signs of pride, because signs of pride are expressed in conduct, in looking, in standing, sitting, conversation. And another sign of pride is that a proud man does not want to walk alone. He likes that others should follow him. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if the people follow a man, he is removed from Allah. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf would not be distinguished from his servants, as there was no distinction between him and them outwardly. Once a party of men were following Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh. He prohibited them from following him. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to his companions to walk in front of him. This, unfortunately, has become the order of the day amongst the religious. And it is a disease, and people don't even regard it as a sin. And Allah save us. Modernists like their students to walk behind them. Muftis and mashayikh, they like to see people following them. And look at how firm this is, these statements. If only they could hear this and listen to it. And only if the mashayikh could hear it also, and the murids could hear it also. And Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi is clearly stating these in Ayal Ulumuddin. So a person who is proud, he likes people to walk around him. And they'll say, see my Hazrat, 10 people walk around him. Other person says, no, my Hazrat, 50 people walk around him. And you, my Hazrat, no one allows him to take out his own shoes. And my Hazrat, people put his shoes on for him when he comes out. And then we follow him. And here Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying very clearly, if the people follow a man, he is removed from Allah. And what we think, our mentality, our education, is that if people follow a man, we think he's got proximity to Allah. And we feel that if more people follow a man, we feel that this person is getting closer to the Arsh of Allah. And we feel that if a person has been followed, he's been accepted, ye maqbool shakhsiyat hai. We think that this person is now reached. And here Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala is saying that he is removed from Allah. See their Sahaba's criterion and mentality and methodology of thought, and see where and how far we've gone away from the truth. See what we have done to Islam. We think when the person is being followed, then he is right near Allah. He's gained clear nearness to Allah. He's gained proximity to Allah. Oh, he is an accepted slave of Allah. And here, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala was saying, he's removed from Allah. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala would not be distinguished from his servants, as there was no distinction between him and them outwardly. Why Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf has been quoted? Because it is reported that Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala, who he was the multi-billionaire of the time, that when he came into Madinatul Munawwara, that he was not so wealthy. And when he was shown the bazaar and he started trading, it was reported that at one stage he was standing outside Masjid-e-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, And he was cutting pieces of gold, giving out in zakat and charity. Cutting pieces of gold and giving out in zakat and charity. Not rands and dollars and pounds, gold he was giving out. And you say that he was one of the most wealthiest people in Madinatul Munawwara. That is why his example is been given, that they could not make out no distinction, no external distinction between him and those who were under him. And where did they learn all this? Beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is stated that when he sat in a gathering, no one could make out who is the Nabi, who is not the Nabi. Khulafa Rashidin, they display the same qualities, that no pride, no distinction, simplicity, humility. That's why they had compassion and mercy unto the makhluk of Allah. And we do not have these simplicity and humility. And that's why we have got pride and anger stuffed up. And that is why we got vanity and arrogance. And once a party of men were following Hazrat Hasan Basri, Rahmatullah Alayh. He prohibited them from following him. These days, which saint, so-called saint, which Hazrat, so-called Hazrat, which Sheikh, so-called Sheikh, which Sheikh of Tasawwuf, so-called, prevents people from following? Allah protect us. We hope they do not have this idea that the more people follow me, the better and higher in status that I am. And who is Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh? It is stated that he drank water from a cup of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is stated Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who made dua for him. It is stated that he was in the time also of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is stated that he saw Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is stated that he saw 70 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majmayin. It is stated that his Khalifa, Hazrat Habib Halabi rahmatullah alayh, was the first person in the history of Islam to start a khanqa outside the masjid in Kufa. It is stated that he was so pious and righteous that he did not want to even interact with people. And so he, this great saint of Allah, this great wali of Allah, there is no two questions about this. Everybody regards him as a saint, as a wali. People, fail to realize that besides being a wali of Allah, Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh was a great scholar of Islam. This aspect of his scholarship, people should make research about it. That is why you will find in the Ahadith kitabs, many a times, you'll find his statements being quoted. For example, in Bukhari, it is clearly stated, he said that our hats were so big that we should use them as pillows in the night. Now, this is very important quotation. Why? Because those who deny wearing hats, Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh is saying that they should wear hats. And those who have been in the winter of Medina know it is very cold there. So cold that you have to wear warm clothing. And now the hat, to explain to you, that have you seen the Russians wear those hats, those big hats? Like that kind of hats you'll find the Medinites wear. So, presumably, the Sahaba were wearing those types of hats that it is so big that they could take it out in the room and put it down and use it as a pillow. So, this refutes those people who want to walk around hatless. Allah save us from those ignorant people. So when they were following him, he prohibited the people from doing this. And here is the statement to worry about, to be concerned about. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes said to his sahaba to walk in front of him. Yeah, the best of creation is saying, walk in front of me. The best of Anbiya, the chief of Anbiya, is saying to his sahaba, walk in front of me. I want to see, I want to hear which mashayikh did this in our age. Especially those that are coming into our countries. Do they do this? And worse than this, that if you dare walk in front of the sheikh, it is as if to say you have committed a criminal offense. It is as if to say you have dropped down towers. It is as if to say you have dishonored, disrespected the sheikh, disrespected the mufti, disrespected the maulana. Can you imagine that if you walk in front of the sheikh, the murids, they will half kill you and murder you, because in their mind, you cannot walk in front of the sheikh. The sheikh is something supreme. The sheikh is some other being. The sheikh is some other creature on earth. And how dare you go and walk in front of the sheikh? And here Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructing sahaba to walk in front. That is why Allama Mufti Sayyid Palampuri, Damat Barakatuhum, in the commentary of Tirmizi, says that to walk behind is not good, because you have to walk with the person who you respect so that you can take benefit. Sahaba Ikram should walk with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they should engage him, talk. And these days, it is a very strange sight to see this, that the sheikh is walking like a piper, and people are following him, and this is regarded as top priority respect, and this is regarded as integral part of the tasawwuf, and this is regarded as utmost respect, and this is regarded as to have the sheikh in dignity. We are not denying by our statements the value of the soul, the status of the sheikh, that we should have an alim so we can rely on him in our mashuras. But there is no room for hero worship in Islam. There is no room for moving away from the true, pristine, divine Sharia. There is no room that we have to respect someone more than Sahaba. There is no room that we should respect someone more than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba is Sahaba. And ulama is ulama. Everyone must be given their due respect as per their status, position. Unfortunately, we have misplaced things. We have displaced things. We have caused great irregularities by putting so much of emphasis. There's another thing. When the sheikh is here, everybody becomes pious. When the sheikh is here, you'll find people put big turbans on the head. As soon as the sheikh flies out of the country, the turban is gone, the kurta is gone, the salat is gone, the salat ul jamaat is gone, everything is gone. Who are we fooling? What are we doing? So when the sheikh is here, why, Allah is not all the time with us? Allah is not watching us all the time? Who are you pleasing? So this pride here, that a person who is proud does not want to walk alone. So we should inculcate this and explain to the murids that, listen, do not do what you're doing. May Allah grant us hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.